Hello, friends. I'm Pastor Pitts Evans. Welcome to the Whole Word Podcast. Let's get right to the Word of God. Chapter 7 of Jeremiah is known generally as Jeremiah's Temple Message. It is a long and complex and multifaceted prophecy that is given in Chapter 7, and it actually continues in Chapter 8. But let's read now Jeremiah Chapter 7. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand at the gate of the Lord's house, and there proclaim this message. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah, who come through these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. If you really change your ways and your actions and deal with each other justly, if you do not oppress the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and you do not shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land that I gave to your ancestors, forever and ever. But look, you are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless. Will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal and father other gods you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which bears my name, and say, we are safe, safe to do all of these detestable things? Has this house, which bears my name, become a den of robbers to you? But I have been watching, declares the Lord. Go now to the place in Shiloh where I first made a dwelling for my name, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. While you were doing all these things, declares the Lord, I spoke to you again and again, but you did not listen. I called you, but you did not answer. Therefore, what I did to Shiloh, I will now do to the house that bears my name, the temple you trust in, the place I gave you and your ancestors. I will thrust you from my presence, just as I did all of your fellow Israelites, the people of Ephraim. So do not pray for this people, nor offer any plea or petition for them. Do not plead with me, for I will not listen to you. Do you not see what they're doing in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers light the fire, and the women knead the dough and make cakes to offer to the Queen of Heaven. They pour out drink offerings to other gods to arouse my anger. But am I the one they are provoking, declares the Lord? Are they not rather harming themselves to their own shame? Therefore, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. My anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place, on man and beast, on the trees of the field, and on the crops of your land, and it will burn and not be quenched. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Go ahead, add your burnt offerings to your other sacrifices, and eat the meat yourselves. For when I brought your ancestors out of Egypt and spoke to them, I did not just give them commands about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but I gave them this command, obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in obedience to all that I command you, so that it may go well with you. But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed the stubborn inclinations of their own evil hearts. They went backward and not forward. From the time your ancestors left Egypt until now, day after day, again and again, I sent you my servants, the prophets. But they did not listen to me or pay attention. They were stiff-necked and did more evil than their ancestors. When you tell them all of this, they will not listen to you. When you call to them, they will not answer. Therefore say to them, this is the nation that has not obeyed the Lord its God or responded to correction. Truth has perished. It has vanished from their lips. Cut off your hair and throw it away. Take up a lament on the barren heights, for the Lord has rejected and abandoned this generation that is under his wrath. The people of Judah have done evil in my eyes, declares the Lord. They have set up their detestable idols in the house that bears my name, and they have defiled it. They have built the high places of Topheth in the valley of Hinnom to burn their sons and daughters in the fire, something I did not command, nor did it enter my mind. So beware, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer call it Topheth or the valley of Ben-Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they will bury the dead in Topheth until there is no more room. Then the carcasses of this people will become food for birds and for the wild animals, and there will be no one to frighten them away. I will bring an end to the sounds of joy and gladness, and to the voices of bride and bridegroom in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, for the land will become desolate. Friends, this is a long, powerful, and deeply troubling chapter. It begins with the Lord commanding Jeremiah to go and stand at the gate of the Lord's temple. And so the words that follow were proclaimed in the temple. The magnitude of that, the setting and the proclamation going forth in the temple, let that rest in your mind. So Jeremiah begins, hear the word, standing in the temple, hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah, all who come through these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Reform your ways and your actions, and I will let you live in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words and say, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. So the objective, heaven is saying, don't depend on yesterday's relationship with God. You can't point to an artifact or some kind of archaeological marvel that testifies to a past relationship with God and think that somehow that will preserve you. No, God is saying he is the God of yesterday, but he's also the God of today and tomorrow, and they have abandoned him today. So he goes on to say that they could only live in the God's promised lands if they changed their ways. He said that lying prophets have failed to warn God's people, giving them false hope. Listen, verse 8, but you are trusting in deceptive words that are worthless. Will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal and follow other gods you have not known? And then you come and stand before me in this house which bears my name, saying we are safe. Now imagine that, friends. Imagine how it looked to God. And then in reference to the temple, the Lord speaking through the prophet says, has this house which bears my name become a den of robbers to you? And then he goes on to say, but I've been watching. Now, it's an interesting thing. This is actually used in a messianic context for Jesus speaking in Matthew chapter 21. He was talking about the money changers in his day. And so those that were in control of the temple had decided to make a profit on all of the offerings that were given in the temple in Jerusalem, in the rebuilt temple of Herod. And so Jesus said of these money changers, these temple money changers, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you're making it a den of robbers. And Jesus was alluding to this den of robbers that Jeremiah had prophesied about. But in Jeremiah, Yahweh said, my name. In Matthew, Jesus said, my house. Very interesting wording, but anyway, a re-quoting by Jesus concerning the desecration of the temple from the real worship of God to this false religious exercise of the money changers. But nevertheless, in Jeremiah's day, they were looking to the temple to save them as they were in Jesus' day, but they had abandoned the God of the temple. And so the Lord tells the people to consider the judgment that once fell on Shiloh. Shiloh was a city in the northern kingdom where the tabernacle of Moses was kept for many hundreds of years. But this is the reminder from the Lord. Go now to the place in Shiloh where I first made a dwelling for my name. Therefore, what I did to Shiloh, I will now do to the house that bears my name, the temple you trust in, the place I gave you and your ancestors. So you may not be aware, friends, but Shiloh was utterly destroyed in the northern kingdom by the coming of the Assyrians, somewhere around 722 BC. And so the tabernacle of Moses was at that time residing in Solomon's temple, but the Shiloh itself had once been the capital city for Yahweh worship on earth. And the Lord destroyed that city because they had fallen into idolatry. It was very near Bethel, where one of the golden calf idols were kept. So the tabernacle of Moses, that area was not protected when a time of judgment arose, and neither will the tabernacle of Solomon be protected, because the people are not in agreement with the Lord. Continuing, the Lord instructs Jeremiah not to pray anymore for Judah, because they're continuing in sin. Verse 16, "So do not pray for this people, nor offer any plea or petition for them. Do not plead with me, for I'll not listen to you." Now imagine that. The judgment decision was so final that the Lord admonished Jeremiah not to ask for any more mercy, that they had gone too far. And so he explains why. He says, because of their rebellious ways, God is going to pour out destruction on the temple. "Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place. I gave them this command, obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. Walk in obedience to all I command you, so that it may go well with you. But they did not listen or pay attention. Instead, they followed all of the stubborn inclinations of their own evil hearts. They went backward and not forward. They did not listen to me or pay attention. They were stiff-necked and did more evil than their ancestors." And so Jerusalem is far astray from the will of the Lord and the word of the Lord. The Lord tells Jeremiah, when you remind them of all of this, they'll not listen to you. When you call to them, they'll not answer. And so the Lord gives what I believe is a prophetic act to Jeremiah. He says, cut off your hair and throw it away. Take up a lament on the barren heights, for the Lord has rejected and abandoned this generation that's under his wrath. And so this object lesson of cutting off hair is symbolic of Israel, the people of God, being cut off. And the hair is thrown away, and that generation will be thrown away. He goes on to say they built high places of Topheth in the valley of Hinnom to burn their sons and daughters in the fire. And they renamed the valley, the Lord renames the valley of Hinnom to the valley of slaughter. Now there's an interesting aside here. The Hinnom Valley became synonymous with hell. It was a place of burning, place of slaughter, place of fire. Here it started in the natural with the burning of sons and daughters in the fire, in the worship of false gods. But the Hinnom Valley next to Jerusalem became the trash dump. So at the time of Jesus, the words Gehenna, referring to the Hinnom Valley, came to be synonymous with the word hell. And so if you want to know what hell looks like, it looks like that valley. It's a place of slaughter. It's a place of burning. It's a place of destruction where wild animals eat carcasses and so forth. This is used in the New Testament to portray an image of hell that the people could understand in their day. The Lord concludes this chapter with these words, "I will bring an end to the sound of joy and gladness and to the voices of bride and bridegroom in the towns of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, for the land will become desolate." Now, friends, I can't leave it right there, and I'll tell you why. The Jewish sages incorporated that verse in a redemptive way into Jewish marriage ceremonies. Some of you may be aware that I wrote a book called The Wife of God concerning Jewish marriage customs and the Old and New Testament. But in the marriage customs of Israel, according to Maurice Lamb in his book, The Jewish Way in Love and Marriage, the ceremony contains a blessing. Let me read the blessing, but it alludes to the redemptive end of the sounds of joy and gladness and the voice of bride and bridegroom once again returning to Judah and the streets of Jerusalem. Listen, "Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who hath created joy and gladness, bride and bridegroom, mirth and exultation, pleasure and delight, love, brotherhood, peace, and fellowship." Now here's the blessing. It's a wish prayer blessing. "Soon may they be heard in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, the voice of joy and gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the jubilant voice of bridegrooms from their canopies, and of youths from their feasts of song. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who makest the bridegroom to rejoice with the bride. Now, friends, these words, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of the bride, they're actually printed on marital huppas, the little tent that Jewish wedding ceremonies are often performed under. This wish prayer is actually printed on the huppah. So they stand under that, praying for the Lord's reversal of this destructive chapter 7 to occur in our generation. I want to pray into that. Lord, I pray that soon, once again, may the streets of Jerusalem be filled with the voice of joy and gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the jubilant voice of bridegrooms from under their canopies, and from of youths and from their feasts and song. We bless you, Lord our God, who makes the bridegroom to rejoice with the bride. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Whole Word. It was brought to you by Whole Word Fellowship and the Northern Virginia House of Prayer. If you were encouraged, please share our podcast with your friends. We'd also appreciate it if you'd hit subscribe in your favorite podcast app and take a few moments to write a review. If you'd like more information on our church and our ministry, you can go to wholeword.net or wholewordpodcast.com for more information. Thank you again, and may the Lord Jesus bless you today and always.